Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scare Track podcast, sponsored by yours truly, Scare Queen. You can download my debut album right now. Just search Scare Queen on Spotify, iTunes, or Amazon Music right after this episode. The Scare Track podcast is the first UK podcast dedicated to the UK scare attraction and haunted house industry. But beware. These foolish mortals sometimes have potty mouths and an insane, vivid imagination. So listen with caution. All views expressed are those of the individual host and not necessarily the views of Scare Track, their guests, or their associates.
Scare Track Podcast.
So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 59 of the Scare Track podcast. You just heard a small snippet of the song What Would You Say? Another song from the debut album of Scare Queen. Scare Queen is our sponsor for the whole Halloween season here in the UK for 2017. You can download her album by just searching Scare Queen on Spotify right now. So episode 59 is a slightly different episode during this Halloween season. It's still on location and it's still part of the Halloween season, of course, but this isn't a scare attraction, it's not a scare maze, this is a piece of immersive horror theatre. It's been produced by the guys of Faceless Ventures. You can check out their website now, it's www.facelessventures.co.uk, and this attraction was called Diary of a Deceased. It's a half hour long immersive horror experience in Doncaster, and it was awesome. I really, really did enjoy it. It's very different. What we're going to do now, we're going to play you just a few small clips from it, and then I'll be giving my overall sort of thoughts after the on-location stuff. So, it was just myself for this one. Unfortunately, Hannah, Sean, and our tag-along Martin, even our new tag-along Kate and John, they couldn't make it for this one. So, it was just myself, but it was great to catch up with Lee and Sarah from Faceless Ventures, along with James, Rosie, Ryan, Amanda, Beck, everyone, that whole team really are lovely. And if you're not too sure who Faceless Ventures are, they are the people that brought us the likes of Cracked Survival Experience, Fraternity, and back in the day, Lee and Sarah with PUP events have brought us Evac, Kane, Who Am I? Some really good events. In fact, I'd go as far as to say that these guys probably bring us some of the best independent scares we've ever had. So, thank you guys for inviting me along to experience Diary of a Deceased, the half-hour immersive theatre show. Guys, take a listen and enjoy. I'll chat to you when we're finished.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello there guys, we are here at Diary of a Deceased, an immersive theatre experience here in Mexborough, Doncaster, by the guys Faceless Ventures. You may recognise their stuff, they've run Cracked, Fraternity, it's also the team who used to run PUP events, so they've done some fantastic stuff in the past, as you guys know. So we're here for Diary of a Deceased. Like I say, that's a half hour long immersive theatre experience. We're going to take you through it. I'm not going to give you the whole half hour because obviously that ruins it. So I'm just going to give you a few small snippets of the attraction. So yeah,
Come join me for the ride. Okay, we're going in. First of all, we've got to sign a waiver.
I'm Nurse Charlesworth, and I'm here today to take this man to the morgue. It's so sad when they come in, alone, no friends, family, no name. He was found dead, slumped in an alleyway, with no belongings, nothing but this old book. The way you were holding it, you'd think it was the crown jewels. Not some diary with 4 pages left in it. It all started when I was a little boy.
Would you like to see my den? Come on, look like, before my mum finds out. Sit down.
It all started when I was a little boy. One night, I started to hear things outside of the house. These began with just a few small noises, but over time they got larger, longer, and more real. Early on, my parents used to come and comfort me when they heard my cries of fear, but over time they got fed up for sleepless nights and ignored my yells and left me to face the night terrors on my own. This is when I made this den. It didn't stop the noises, but it made me feel safe at first. Every night, it always started the same. My mother would shout,
"Time for bed, lights out."
"Okay, Mum."
"Good night, sweetheart, sleep well."
"Good night, Mum."
Again. Make America strong again.
It's heartbreaking to see him like that. But it just couldn't go. I had to say goodbye.
I began to feel more and more alone. The demons started to take over every aspect of my life, not only in the night time, but they started to transcend into the day hours too. I started to hear calls to join them, angelic singing like a snake hypnotising its prey. I know what I have to do. There was only one way out. Follow the voice.
I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears. If you have to leave, I wish that you would just leave. Your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave.
So there we go, guys, just a few snippets from Diary of a Deceased by Faceless Ventures. I just want to take a moment to say how much I actually really, really enjoyed the experience. It was very different to anything else I've done this Halloween, well, any Halloween actually. It is a piece of immersive promenade horror theatre. Which was really enjoyable, quite gripping as well. There was a few tears in our group. You can't get the total sort of feel of it just through audio, like any attraction actually, really. You know, you're only getting just the snippets of it from our podcast. You have to go and experience them for yourselves to get everything out of it. But there was a few moments there where you kind of just think, wow, this guy has, you know, he's acted in these ways because of the demons in his mind. And we all have demons, and we all have real demons, and we all have demons in our dreams and in our daydreams, and some people really do suffer. So it was a real good sort of eye-opening piece. I've never seen an actual real singer within an attraction before, and it actually worked more so than you would think. On paper, you'd think singing in a sort of scary promenade immersive theatre attraction might not work, but it really did. In fact, I got goosebumps both times I went through the attraction during that sort of singing moment. And if you're there to see this show, I hear they may be going on tour with it. Definitely go and see it. It's only £10, a fantastic value piece of theatre. It's quite the scene you see that's playing out before you whilst she's singing's really quite, it looks quite iconic. So Yeah, definitely a fantastic visit to Diary of the Deceased. It ends with a little bit of a jumpy, mazy kind of feel. It's not a scare maze. It's in a room, which actually the venue for this is awesome. It's at the Mexborough Business Centre, and you sort of like go down into the cellar area where it's all brickwork, and it looks really good. So yeah, really enjoyed my visit to the Diary of a Deceased by Faceless Ventures. Guys, check out their website, check out their Facebook page. These guys do run some awesome events, and it's events that have such a good community feel. Everyone there waiting to go through, we're all chatting to each other. Then when we were finished, we waited for everyone to finish the attraction, and then we all discussed it. Then we have a behind the scenes tour with Lee and Sarah. They really do look after us, so a real nice feel at this event. And they will have more events coming up. So check out their website, www.facelessventures.co.uk. And like I say, they run the events such as Cracked, Cracked versus Heretic, Fraternity. So definitely keep up with those guys. So that brings us to the end of episode 59 of the Scare Track podcast. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Remember, if you want to interact with us the same way, you should know it by now. We're releasing an episode nearly every day this Halloween season, so you should know. Give us an email, scaretrack@gmail.com, or on Facebook, facebook.co.uk, or facebook.com/scaretrack, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. More and more of you are interacting with us on Snapchat. We absolutely love it, and on Instagram as well. Just search for the handle scaretrack. So that brings us to the end of episode 59. We have a few more episodes coming up this week, and more so next week as well. So thank you once again for listening. I'm going to leave you now with our sponsor for the Scare Track podcast during this Halloween season, Scare Queen, with her song, What Would You Say? Enjoy, guys.
Just run away.